Now let's talk about your partner as a wave. And again, your wave partner most likely was anchorish during courtship. And one of the things you'll start to notice with your wave partner is an increased amount of negativism, a sense that there is something wrong all the time. Sometimes waves are fire starters and get into fights very easily. It's a way to engage. The wave, if nothing else, needs to engage, loves to engage, loves to talk. And their fear, because having come from a wave family, is that there's disappointment around the bend. And as he or she becomes more hopeful about the relationship being permanent, just like the island, memories begin to float up. Oh, I remember this. I remember now what is going to happen. In my body, I can feel it. I know this. I'm going to be disappointed. I'm going to be abandoned. I'm going to be too much. I am going to be with somebody who is not going to be able to handle me. I'm going to be with somebody who I'm going to have to devote my energy and maintain them. I'm going to have to regulate their emotional well-being. All these things start to come up, and the wave, even sometimes more than the island, may say and do more threatening things to the relationship. They may say things like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if you're the right person. And their fire starting, sometimes depending on your ability to handle your wave partner, can sometimes lead to lots of drama. Slamming doors, leaving the house, breaking up. Not uncommon for waves to break up, come back together, break up, come back together. It comes out of a fear. The fear is real, just like the island's fear is real. None of this is being done purposefully. So your wave partner may threaten the relationship a lot out of fear of abandonment. Your partner may withdraw from you sexually, but not because of a lowered libido, but because he or she is angry with you about feeling ignored, unimportant, or dismissed. He or she may punish you for rejecting him or her, for abandoning him or her. Your wave partner is very sensitive to withdrawal, any sign of withdrawal, so just know that, and they can be punishing, like I said. Your wave partner talks a lot and will want you to engage more in talk. In fact, your wave partner responds better with loving words ordinarily than loving behaviors. Your wave partner loves loving words and phrases. Your wave partner will seem at times needy and clingy, and sometimes may seem to have a bottomless pit. But I assure you that there is no such thing. There is no such person. Waves do not have bottomless pits. They only seem that way because you are probably doing something to maintain their fear that you're not going to be available, that they're a pain in the butt, that they are too much, too needy. If you do that at all, in any way, it will increase the neediness and the clinginess. That's not them, that's you participating in that process. Your wave partner is going to want to talk at night, is going to want to be together in the mornings. Separations and reunions, which we're going to talk more about, are very important to your wave partner, and they're very difficult to manage.